Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a beating and shooting in the Loop last night sent two people to the hospital. The details from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
A CTA driver was inspecting his bus after hearing a loud noise at around 9 p.m. when Chicago police say he was pushed and punched by two people. The 49-year-old driver was stopped near Washington and Michigan when police say a male and female attacked him before taking off. The driver was taken to the hospital with bruises to his face and body. About 2.5 hours later, police say a 15-year-old boy was shot near Jackson and Wabash after he bumped into a man walking in the opposite direction. After an argument, the man shot the boy in the arm. Police say he was taken to the hospital in good condition. No one is in custody in either case. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman from the south suburbs is charged with producing child pornography as part of a child sex trafficking scheme.
26-year-old Jamari Hodge of Calumet City is facing federal charges of child pornography. According to a criminal complaint, she took sexually explicit photos of a young victim, posted them online as ads, offering sex for sale with the child. The complaint also alleges that Hodge rented hotel rooms for these encounters and had customers pay her in cash or electronic transfer after the customer or predator had sex with the child. There's no information on that child. If convicted, Hodge could get 15 to 30 years. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Oak Park River Forest High School officials have decided to stop sports and extracurricular activities as health and school leaders have called the school a hotspot for spreading COVID-19. There have been over a dozen cases there in recent weeks that brought out about 100 parents and students for a rally and meeting that got heated last night. Dr. Teresa Chapel Magruder tried to address the crowd.
As I mentioned, there's about 30 cases related to this outbreak. If you look at the 17 cases that happened last week, that gives us the community transmission rate 4 times higher than the rest of the community.
The ban will last until the end of winter break, meaning students can't practice or play until next month. The Oak Park Health Department said COVID transmission rates at the school are spiking, but protesters are demanding to see the numbers because they say what they've been told is simply not enough. Another holiday tradition resumes later today. The Toys for Tots motorcycle parade starts at 9:30 this morning at the Dan Ryan Woods at 83rd and Western and rides north on Western through the city. Each rider must bring at least one new unwrapped toy to donate, and participating motorcyclists must have a bike that is considered street legal. Public airports in the suburbs and across Illinois make key improvements. Governor Pritzker says the state is spending $94 million.
We're launching the largest statewide airport investment program in state history to maximize commerce and economic opportunity throughout Illinois.
Pritzker says the money will first go to airports, which have not been able to get federal dollars to make improvements. Money will go to the Chicago Executive Airport in Wheeling, the DuPage Airport in West Chicago, along with public airports in Aurora, Bolingbrook, Joliet, Kankakee, Lake in the Hills, Lansing, and Schaumburg. The Milwaukee Dancing Grannies have made their first public appearance since losing four members in the attack during the Waukesha Christmas Parade 2 weeks ago. The surviving members took part in the Christmas Parade in the city of Franklin, Wisconsin, yesterday. One of the Dancing Grannies, who's been a member of the group for several years, talked to CBS 58 in Milwaukee afterward.
It's really important for us, first of all, to be together, you know, and just to say we are together, we're going to be okay, we are going to go on.
The Dancing Grannies were greeted by parade watchers with cheers. They held a special sign as they marched, honoring all four members who died 2 weeks ago. A Chicago police officer who crashed into a home while responding to a call on Friday night.
Chicago police say the officer was in an unmarked vehicle when he struck a Honda, lost control, and then hit a fence in the side of a home. The crash happened in the 2800 block of South Keeler in the Little Village neighborhood. Fortunately, there were no initial reported injuries, according to police. The Tribune reports Four children between the ages of 2 and 13 were home on the first floor at the time of the crash, which caused a wooden load-bearing structure beam to plunge into their living room. Varun Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An expert on personal spending says planning and discipline can help you avoid buying more holiday gifts than you could afford.
Kathy Sweetler, a consumer economics educator at the University of Illinois Extension, says people should limit the use of credit cards and avoid payday loans to pay for holiday gifts.
Sometimes we just really want to make the holidays special for our families, but trying to think about ways where we can do that without going into debt, I think, is really important.
She says credit cards and payday loans can greatly add to the cost of gifts with interest rates and fees. Sweetler suggests making a holiday gift list and setting a limit on how much you spend before you shop. She says that will make it much easier to avoid spending too much. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There will be no more home football games for Notre Dame this season, but many people will still be enjoying the food from their stadium.
The organization Cultivate Food Rescue saved and repurposed more than 20,000 pounds of excess food from Notre Dame Stadium during the recently completed home football season. Jim Conklin is executive director and co-founder. He says the Notre Dame players also help contribute.
We rescue daily, sometimes three times a day, directly from the football team. And what's really interesting, those small daily rescues add up to about 20 or 25,000 pounds a year, pretty similar to the home football games.
The organization operates a school-based backpack program that provides frozen meals to 1,000 children in counties near the Notre Dame campus, helping to bridge the 68-hour food gap for many students between Friday at lunch and Monday at breakfast. The easy-to-prepare meals consist of a meat, vegetable, starch, and an occasional dessert. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.